Good morning. My name is Carl, and I'm a recovered food addict. I'm sharing this morning on step four. This is the first of four talks on step four. This one is on resentments. And so I'd like to begin with the third step prayer. And that prayer is, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy love, thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Excuse me. So I hope that this talk will be a witness of the wonderful power and love and way of life of my higher power, and in particular how this step, as I understand it, works out in the big book and through the big book, and also what my experience of it is. So let me launch in. Excuse me. Let me launch into the talk itself. Well, the step says that we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. I'd like to start by giving the big picture, the context of this step, and a variety of comments. The first is that the word moral in this step, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. This word moral does not mean right or wrong. It means correct or incorrect. And in particular, correct or incorrect thinking, not action, but thinking. All the actions that we take in our life are the result of our thinking. And so we want to get at the thinking in this step. And the inventory that we make of resentments is not right or wrong behavior. It's right or wrong thinking. And so we're going to use this step to, or I'm going to use this step, and I have used this step many times, to determine what are my resentments and in my whole life, and what's the thinking on which those resentments are based. So basically it's a matter of what's, in terms of thinking, what's correct or incorrect. And you'll find if you look up that word moral that that's what a major meaning of it is that the dictionary will describe. These incorrect thinkings arises when my instincts have gone awry, when my instincts are threatened, my basic instincts, and I'll go into this and more shortly, are for relationships, for security, and for sex. When those, one or more, or all of those are threatened, then I'm going to get into incorrect thinking. And one of the major kinds of incorrect thinking is resentment. Another thing about this step is that it's only information. It's not a judgment of myself. It's not a judgment, certainly, of other people. Well, it'll reveal where I do make judgments of other people. But it's only information. It's key information. It's absolutely key information. It's so key that the big book says that this information holds the key to our future. So if we don't get this information by doing the inventory, we're not going to get anywhere in our recovery. But it is nevertheless only information. It is, in this way, it's an opportunity for me to get to know myself, and especially the patterns that I have in my thinking, the ways in which I think in such a way that I wind up getting resentful toward other people or situations, what have you. Finally, two or three things are that when I become aware of this information, it indicates to me that I am not necessarily victimized by my thinking, but rather that these are just habits of thinking. These are handicaps that I have. These are weaknesses that I have. But they're not, I don't have to be victimized by these things. They're weaknesses, and when I get to know them, they become the list of ways in which I think that I will need God's help for. So that's the other thing is with this information. It's not a matter of being victimized. It's a matter of finding out and making a list, in so many words, of the things that I need help for, things that I need help with from my higher power. Well, I want to now go into the process whereby I make a list of resentments, a fearless and moral inventory of my resentments. Basically, resentments are where the past did not go my way. Resentments are always about the past. They're not about the future. Fears are about the future. And we'll be talking more about fear in a succeeding talk as part of the inventory. But resentments are where the past did not go my way. I didn't get what I wanted. What I did get was something I didn't want. That sort of thing. And so I'm going to find out now what are the ways of thinking that basically block me from the sunlight of the Spirit. When I get into resentment and that kind of thinking, I'm not thinking about God. I'm not thinking about the higher power that can help me. So I want to learn how I have those kinds of habits and ask my higher power to help me with them. This falls back on what the big book said in step three. It said that the first requirement for making a decision to turn our will and our life over to God is to come to see that our self-will did not lead us into any kind of a successful life. So here we are in step four, and then that same thing is being talked about, being convinced that our selfishness is at the heart of the problem. We considered its common manifestations. This is on page 63 and 64. And all of this whole step is between page 63 to 67, so it's only about three pages. So one of the first parts of the process is that I recognize how I have hurt myself. I've taken myself out of the sunlight of the Spirit, and that I don't want to do that. And the big book says, just so incisively, it talks about how we shut ourselves off from the sunlight of the Spirit, and then the insanity of alcohol returns, and we drink again, and for us to drink is to die, or for us food addicts to binge is to die. So only God can help us, and when we have this information, then we know how to ask or for what we need to ask God to help us with. Now I want to go through the inventory form. The whole the inventory has basically five columns, and I want to go through each of those columns and indicate what parts are involved, and how, when I'm all done with all these columns, I really do know precisely what my resentments are, and I've analyzed them fully. So the first two columns are about the situation. The first column is, who do I hate? What do I hate? Who do I resent? What do I hate? Resent? And the second column is why. So that tells me what the source of my resentment is. The third column goes into the instincts, and we mentioned those in the third step. That's what we are That's the will part of our lives that we are turning over to God in the third step. Now we're going to identify those instincts and more precisely what happens to them in a resentment. So the first instinct is the relationship instincts, and all of these instincts are good. They're God-given. The problem is that when they get threatened, they get thrown out of kilter and we start thinking wrong. So that's where we need God's help. Well, anyway, the first of them is relationships. I need relationships. I need them in order to survive. And when I have resentments, those resentments make relationships go poorly. So I look at, first of all, my relationship to myself, my self-esteem. Has that resentment affected my self-esteem in some kind of way? And then secondly, I look at the personal relationship. Well, has that relationship affected a personal relationship? And no doubt it has, because it's affected a relationship with the person that I hate. But it may also very strongly affect my own personal relationship to myself, which is my self-esteem. So that's the relationship part of the instincts. The second instinct is for security. And I need two kinds of security. I need material security. I need a roof over my head. I need to be able to put food on the table, those kinds of things. That's material security that's met financially. And then there's emotional security. I need to feel safe. So in this situation where I have a resentment, has my emotional or has my security been threatened? Has the person that or the thing that I resent, has that in some way impacted my security? So I ask that question. And it's just a matter of checking these things. I don't have to answer it in great length. I may want to do some writing about this, but I don't need to. At the moment, I may just check these things. And the last instinct is the sex instinct. Well, I have a very strong, deep instinct around sex. If I do not participate in the in my species' need to reproduce, then my species is... or if the whole species doesn't do this, then the species is going to die out. So that's a very strong instinct. And this, like the other two instincts, has two parts. One is there a hidden way in which I practice this instinct which is threatened? In other words, a way in which I may be acting that society does not approve of. Maybe I'm having an affair, let's say, and that's frowned on by society, so that's a hidden way in which I carry this instinct out. Or is it an acceptable way that I'm carrying this instinct out? Am I with a partner whom I love, but there's something, some way in which my sexual instinct is being threatened in this relationship? So I look at those two parts of the sex instinct, and I just check off, well, yes, this is affected, or no, I don't check it, it's not affected, and then the other one, check or not checked. And in some cases, one or more of these instincts is not affected at all by the resentment. So anyway, that's the third column. I look at the instincts. The fourth column is I look at my expectations, or what I hope for in my life, and is this resentment, is this indicative that my hopes for the future are going to be impacted in some kind of way? And so I look at that and I ask myself, well, what hopes or expectations do I have that might be impacted? Are they impacted or aren't they impacted? The last column of this inventory is the inventory of defects, personality defects is what we call them, and what the big book calls them, personality defects. And here the question is, where am I at fault? In the first two columns, that's an indication of where the other person or the other thing was at fault. That's where that person has hurt me in some kind of way, and I'm trying to identify what that was. Now I'm out in the last column, and I'm trying to look at where have I contributed to this situation. The big book talks about where have we been selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, or frightened. Those are the character defects. So I ask myself, in this resentment, have I been selfish? Is it all about me? Is it only all about me? Or do perhaps I care somewhat about the person that I resent? Or is it just all about me? And if it is, it's selfish. That's not a judgment against myself. It's a simple fact. Is it all selfish or not? Second is there any dishonesty going on? Am I trying to pretend that it really is all this other person's fault? It's none of my fault. I have nothing to do with it at all. Or am I being dishonest perhaps about the higher power? Am I thinking, well, the higher power won't help me in this situation? Or are there other kinds of dishonesty? Another is there self-seeking involved? Am I letting this other person define me? And then finally, is there self-centered fear? Well, if there's fear in terms of the instinct around security, then it's automatically I'm frightened. And then if there's selfishness, which I just talked about in the first of the character defects, then by definition it's self-centered fear. So I look at that and I ask and I check that, either that is correct or it's not. So I may have several character defects or I may have only one or two. But I look at these, and now when I have gone through this whole inventory in relationship to one resentment, I know precisely what's going on. I want to indicate here that I have gone through the basic framework for a single resentment. However, when you're actually doing the inventory, I do an entire column for every single resentment in my life first, and then I go on and do the next column for all of those resentments. So, for example, I don't do column 2, 3, 4, or 5 until I've done all of column 1. So I look, for example, at who do I hate? Well, I look at every single resentment in my life that I can recall. You know, I'm not going to make every... It's such an exhaustive inventory that I spend years trying to figure out every last resentment I've had. But all the big ones. Anyway, I've got a resentment towards Joe, and I've got a resentment toward Mary, and I've got a resentment toward the police department, and I've got a resentment toward some kind of principle of life. And yeah, and I remember my father was mean to me when I was a kid, and so I've got a big resentment toward him, and so on and so forth. I indicate all those resentments. And then when I've got every last one down, every person that I resent or every situation I resent, then I do the second column. Why do I have each one of those resentments? And then when all of those are done, I do the third column. What are my instincts in each individual resentment, etc.? So that basically is the summary of what those columns are. Now I want to go on to a very, very important part of the process, and that is when I have finished doing these resentments, I take a look at the person or situation that has caused my resentment from a totally different point of view, and that is I see the other person as sick. That person did not hurt me because they had something personally against me. That person hurt me because they were sick. We don't hurt other people because we want to. We do it because we're sick. People don't do that because they want to hurt us. They do it because it comes out of their own life and their own sickness. So the big book says that we think there's a better way to handle anger, and that is to try to help the other person. The big book says, this is a sick man. How can I be helpful to him? God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done. So that's the key thing to do with each and every resentment is to identify that when a person hurts me, that person is a sick person. So now I'm beginning to reorient my thinking. And now I ask myself, how can I be helpful to them, to that person? If there was somebody that I have who's I know is sick in the hospital with cancer, I don't go into that person and say, hey, stupid, why'd you get that cancer? Didn't I tell you you shouldn't do that? No, I don't do that kind of thing. I take the person flowers, or I send them a get well card, or I go and visit them. I try to be helpful to them. So if a person is sick, the question becomes, how can I be helpful toward that person? Well, one of the best ways may be to pray for that person, although there may be in some cases some specific things that I can do for them. So here's a four-part process on beginning to change my resentful thinking. First is identify the other person as being sick. Second, ask myself, how can I be helpful to them? And now the big book identifies two other things. God, save me from being angry. So I turn to God and I say, God, please take this anger away. And then finally, God, thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. So that's the essence of the fourth step as the big book lays it out. There's a recognition of how I've hurt myself by cutting myself off from the sunlight of the Spirit. Then the details of the working through the actual inventory, then realizing that these things are things that I need God's help for, finally seeing the other person as being sick and asking that God remove my anger, and praying for the other person or trying to figure out the ways in which I may be able to be helpful. And then, of course, the final thing is that all this in the inventory is only information. Well, what's my experience with this step? First of all, I've done a whole lot of work with this step. I've done of 7 full inventories in my life. One of them I did again about a year ago. And these inventories have been so immensely helpful. As the big book says, they're the key to my future. I've also done a very large number of what I might call topical inventories or special person inventories. For example, I did an inventory just of my father. I did one just of my mother. I've done 3 inventories around God. I've had such a difficult relationship in my relationship to God. I've done 3 inventories on my relationship with God. So I've done a lot of one person, one issue inventories, as well as the full inventory of this step. I think I can say, as a result of all this work, that resentment is a huge issue for me, and I've identified it. There was a time when I had no idea that I had any resentments, but now I'm never in denial around resentment anymore, because they've been huge, and I've found that some resentments of mine have been absolutely immense. I had a resentment toward my father, which lasted for 48 years and was so immense that I actually blocked my father out of my memory. I got to the point where I couldn't even remember him. But I was in total denial about all that. That started, that inventory, resentment started when I was very young, and it got an immense boost when my father died. But it was so huge that I blocked him straight out of my memory. And this step flushed that resentment out. So so for me, resentment is a huge problem. And I've seen tremendous turnaround through the other steps. But resentment still is a big problem for me. And so now I'm much more able to handle it, to inventory it. Now I think I can finally say also that I really know myself much, much better than I ever did before. When I do these inventories, I get to know myself much, much better. I get to know my weaknesses and my character defects, and I get to know, oh, this, here it is one more time. This is one more time where I need to ask God for help in my life. Another thing I find is that basically when I hate somebody, I give away my freedom, so I don't want to do that. I start focusing on the other person, and that other person I can't change. The only freedom I have is to change myself. So I've come to realize that I don't want resentment in my life anymore. And therefore, that's a tremendous impetus for me to turn toward my higher power for help to get rid of it. So that's basically my experience with this, is the discovery of how deep my resentments are, the change in my thinking in terms of denial. I don't deny my resentments anymore. I try to flush them out the best I can through this inventory. And then another basic change is that I turn to my higher power for help with these things. So that's my experience, and I very much appreciate all the chance to do this and to share my this talk with you.